This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hype generally overpromises and underdelivers. Usually it doesn't even deliver at all. But it does take your money and it'll keep your t-shirt. Obama was the epitome of hype. He's what the left believed was going to be the cure to all of their ills. And it turned out he wasn't. A guy by the name of Stipe Miocic, he's a heavyweight champion of the UFC. And here's what he says. I fell for my own hype. I had too many people saying I couldn't be beat, and I actually fell for it. Everybody can be beaten, Hillary Clinton. Everybody can be beaten, FBI. Everybody can be beaten, Barack Obama, deep state swamp rats of D.C. Everybody can be beaten. You just don't know who's going to come and do it to you, who's going to, where it's going to come from. It may be the person you least suspect. It may be the person you wish you could actually face. If you think for one second that the Democrats, when they were handpicking Donald Trump to run against them, they thought they would end up in this position, holy cow, come on. Now they got to wake up every single day. Every one of these elitist, cocktail-sipping bourgeois pukes, they wake up every day going, holy cow, we were so wrong. And they got to reconcile that. They got to come to grips with that. With the idea that the person they believe to be the biggest bonehead in the world, the last person who would ever get elected, not only gets elected, and then he rocks it. He makes their guy, the great black hope, Barack Obama, look like what he is, the worst president to ever sit his bony butt in the White House. And that's where we find ourselves right now. I'm enjoying it. I don't think of it as the misery of the country. It is the straightening out of the country. This is karma. In so many ways. We're getting karma back by looking at how the media has treated us, conservatives, pragmatists, over the last 4 or 5 decades, trying to make us feel like we're the ones going crazy. Don't you feel like a woman who's caught her man cheating, and he's like, you're just crazy. You know, you're paranoid. And she's like, but you don't seem to answer your phone in front of me or whatever. Oh, this is crazy talk, you know. And well, you say you're going to play poker with the boys, but they never seem to remember it when we see them in the grocery store. You know, you're just crazy, crazy, crazy. They've been telling us we're crazy, and we're going, look, I found hair that isn't mine on the pillowcase. There was an unused condom package used condom package on the thing, and, you know, whatever. And we're going, he's still denying it. That's what the left is doing. They're denying the affair. And their affair is with crazy stuff. They've got an affair with, they love dictators. They love MS-13 gang leaders. They love pedophiles. They love warmongering. They love voting against us. They love making sure that we have to endure the taxes of Medicare, of Obamacare, even though we don't get to use it. They love the idea that every country takes advantage of us in trade. They love the idea of Mexicans bringing their problems to America so that we get to have them. Oh, you're separating the parents from their kids when they come over and do this illegal act. But ask if they care about the citizens who get separated from their kids every day. The fathers who lose custody of their children and don't get to see them. The many children who lose parents to the criminal justice system. Ask them if they care about that. The answer is no. But you know what they care about? They care about proving you wrong, even though if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. They want to prove you wrong that you voted in a guy who has brought prosperity and stability back to the economic, back to the financial, you know, condition of America. They're mad at you for that. They are mad at you because of a guy who's bringing stability to the world, removing nukes from North Korea. How dare he? And what if Barack Obama, please, what if Donald Trump is able to affect some meaningful change in Iran, in their policies? What if he's able to, through his trade policies, really bring prosperity back to this country, which he will? Then China's retaliating. We did $50 billion on them. They did $50 billion on us. We've instituted $34 billion. They've instituted $34 billion on soybean and electric cars or whatever else. Fine. You know what? The government can buy all the electric cars and soybean we want for the $34 billion that we will be saving from them. Whatever the products are that we were getting from China and $34 billion, I promise you, if we have to pay $40 billion to get it internally, it's still a major savings. Come on, bring it. Now what are we learning? Poetic justice, folks. The FBI ends up hurting the candidate that it actually went to help. I want to get into that into some detail here. It wasn't by choice that the FBI hurt Hillary Clinton. I guarantee you it wasn't. They didn't want to hurt her, but they did. The Bureau was and continues to be, folks, laced with criminals supporting Hillary Clinton. In fact, the IG report reads more like an episode of The Sopranos than it does a government oversight document. And few could argue that RICO statutes couldn't be enforced when you consider how the dots connect. I don't need to do it for you. There's plenty of people out there telling you about this person had a conflict of interest due to his wife or his husband or his boyfriend or his girlfriend. This person had a conflict of interest because they had a stated animus towards Donald Trump. And it wasn't just, oh, I may do something. It's no, let's plot against them, and on and on and on. And it's pervasive throughout the agency. But the left wants you to believe the hype. And the hype is Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. And he did it through Manafort, even though Manafort had nothing to do with Donald Trump, with what they're investigating him for at this very moment. See, that's the hype. Democrats love hype. Democrats love to believe their hype. And you know what happens when you believe your hype? You get knocked down brutally. Trust me on this. Never believe your hype. You're going to be better off as a human being if you just say, oh, well, as much as I appreciate that compliment, I'm just going to pretend that I'm going to continue to be me. Anyway, I'm going to continue to be me. I'm Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Radio Show.
Simon Cowell said, create the hype, but don't ever believe it. That's a guy that knows how to market. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me, Kevin Jackson, and The Kevin Jackson Show. If you want to call, we're at 844-551-8255. Hype, hype, hype. Poetic justice I was talking about earlier. The FBI hurts the candidate that it wanted to help. It's still laced with pro-Clinton, anti-Trump sycophants that want to destroy this country. It's RICO. That's what it is. It's a racketeering organization. It's been set up to help the Democrats and Barack Obama, and the RICO actually being enforced in dealing with them when you consider how these dots connect. And even the IG himself should be included, given the report's Comey-esque feel and the get-out-of-jail cards that were passed out. Yeah, it's all hype. It's what they want us to believe. Just like they want us to believe that Barack Obama was a good president. It's hype. They want us to believe that he's the most popular president since ever leaving office. It's hype. Barack Obama is a shill, and he will go down in history at some point as the worst president ever and an even worse human being. There was an article, 8 ways Obama set up the Trump team. And before I even get into that, I want to talk a little bit about this IG report that came out. And I'll read a piece from somebody that sort of summarizes what this was about. I think his name is George Nehmeyer. But here's what he wrote. The strident, politicized language used in the text messages of supposedly unbiased Justice Department lawyers and investigators, sans axis to grind, meshes coincides with the monolithic composition of Robert Mueller's legal team. PolitiFact points out that the attorneys identified as working for Mueller donated over $62,000 to Democrats and $2,750 to Republicans in federal campaigns. The Daily Caller reported earlier this year that of the 16 lawyers known to work for the special counsel, 13 register as Democrats, none as Republicans. Now, not only are they registering as Democrats, there are many of these 13 Democrats who have direct, completely biased ties to Hillary Clinton. They came off of the campaign, the investigation of Hillary's crooked Clinton Foundation, and now they're on to the Mueller, the so-called Russian collusion investigation, and we have direct ties that put them in conflict on conflict, and Mueller hired them, and then he slowly dismisses them off the team as we find out things. Not from what they disclose, from what we are able to find out, either through WikiLeaks or some other way. In this case, the OIG report. Unbelievable. He goes on to say this, the defenders of the strangely ubiquitous never-Trumpers in these investigations note that everybody harbors political bias. See, that's their thing. Hey, Kevin, if you were working for the FBI, you'd be biased. No, I wouldn't. I would have a political understanding, but I would be out for truth. See, because my bias as a conservative is about truth. I've said it, and I know many people agree with me. I don't give a crap. If Donald Trump had done things that Hillary Clinton has done, I would be on this microphone exposing this guy. I would be, flip it over, and I'd be everywhere you hear Obama or Hillary, I'd be saying Trump. He goes on to say this. The problem here involves everybody harboring the same political bias. It's striking as bias of the variety debilitating the judgment, and that bias influencing investigations presumed uninfected with bias. A collection of Justice Department employees more interested in law than politics likely does not mistake opposition research paid for by the Clinton campaign for a foreign intelligence dossier, does not warn the FBI director to withhold information from Congress for fear it harms their favorite candidate, and does not talk of putting a stop to one candidate's presidential aspirations and devising an insurance policy should the stop effort fail. See, they can run game on somebody else. They can't run game on us. Now I want to get into these 8 ways that Obama set up the Trump team. This is an article that I read. And the first point they make is CIA and FBI human intelligence. And that's the quote. We've just learned about Stephen Harper, a CIA-connected Cambridge professor, who, working for the FBI, contacted Trump advisors Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, and Sam Clovis during the 2016 election to investigate what they might know about suspicions of collusion with Russia. Former Trump campaign aide Michael Caputo has claimed that he was approached by an unknown second U.S. intelligence community asset in early May of 2016. Now, the FBI says the Russia investigation began in July because of something Papadopoulos said to an Australian diplomat in May. Now, Papadopoulos supposedly told the Australian diplomat something about Russia having information that could be damaging to Clinton. Papadopoulos also allegedly heard from Joseph Misfood, a Maltese-born professor who allegedly claimed to have close ties with Russia. Special counsel Robert Mueller's team charged Papadopoulos unconvincingly with lying to investigators because he said his contacts with Ms. Food began when he was on the Trump campaign. Actually, the contact started after he learned he would be a foreign policy advisor for the campaign. But before the campaign made a public announcement that he was to be an advisor. Miss Food is strangely now in hiding, possibly fearing for his life. Lee Smith details Miss Food's ties to Western intelligence agencies, and Margot Cleveland suspects Miss Food may have been a U.S. intelligence plant along with Harper. That was the first one. That was their little foray into, oh, we'll connive a scheme to get to the Trump campaign, and they use some hapless rube to do it. Now, the second one, and this was one we've covered before, but it's the Trump Tower meeting. Now, here's what they said. Whenever Democrats or David French types talk about Trump-Russia collusion, they look to the Trump Tower meeting as definitive proof. There were several problems with that. First, no presidential campaign in American history would pass up the chance of hearing evidence of crimes being committed by their opponent, no matter the source. In fact, some would say when you're doing the country a favor if you let everyone know your opponent is subject to blackmail from a not-so-friendly foreign policy, just don't have your son and son-in-law sit in on the meeting. Okay, if you want to cry foul on who Donald Trump uses as advisors, fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you said to me, Kevin, you're going to run for such and such, and, oh, here's the opposition research on your opponent, and they say my opponent, you know, likes to kill white folks, there's a rumor he kills white folks for a living or something, and you think I'm not going to talk about it, or go, yeah, I'd love to sit in on this meeting to see what this dude is about. Holy cow. Anybody would do that. Anyway, they said, more problematic is Glenn Simpson, head of Fusion GPS, firm being paid by the Clinton campaign and the DNC to prove or create ties between Trump and Russia, met with the two Russians who attended the Trump Tower meeting both before and after the meeting. Simpson's excuse for doing so? Because he is working with the two Russians on a different issue, the repeal of the Magnitsky Act. You believe that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump delivered the keynote address at the National Federation of Independent Businesses. The president once again addressed border security.
Without a border, you don't have a country. You don't have a country. Under current law, we have only two policy options to respond to this massive crisis. We can either release all illegal immigrant families and minors who show up at the border from Central America, or we can arrest, the adults for the federal crime of illegal entry.
The markets are down for the sixth consecutive day. Chief Economic Advisor from Allianz, Mohammed El Arin, joined Fox Business to talk about why this is happening.
So away from the U.S., things are slowing down, and that's because their growth hasn't been policy-induced.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Trying to connect the dots for you, folks, the eight ways that Barack Obama attempted to set up Donald Trump. And we talked about the first two, and they were the Trump Tower meeting, and the first one being the CIA and FBI's, quote, human intelligence. Stephen Halper trying to set up Carter Page, Papadopoulos, and others. And then the Trump Tower meeting where they planted the seed of the Russians having something on Hillary Clinton. Well, who's not going to respond to that? But now we go to Mike Flynn and the Logan Act. These are helping you sort of put that IG report in proper perspective. See, during the 2016 campaign, Democrats were howling about the need to prosecute Trump's campaign officials under this thing called the Logan Act. It's a 1799 law. Now, Byron York documented that this was the pretext the Obama-appointed former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, who got fired, remember, used to unmask former Trump National Security Advisor Mike Flynn. Yeah, and she talked about his highly appropriate phone conversation with the Russian ambassador that occurred during the transition period, and then they send FBI agents to interview Flynn about those conversations that he goes, well, they didn't happen, because he wasn't sure what he could say, couldn't say, and that's what led to the so-called cover-up. The agents who interviewed Flynn, including the disgraced Peter Strzok, didn't believe Flynn had lied. Nevertheless, Mueller's team charged Flynn with lying to the FBI. Why? Because they knew they could break him through his bank account. They tried to bankrupt him. Then they threatened to go after his kid. That's why he pled guilty. What would you do? What about Andrew McCabe? He tried to set up, or actually did, Reince Priebus. Here's how this reads. After an intelligence briefing at the White House in early 2017, former FBI number two Andrew McCabe asked to meet privately with former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. The story had just dropped, anonymously sourced from multiple intelligence community officials, that Trump aides had multiple contacts with Russian intelligence during the election. Total BS, by the way. McCabe wanted to tell Priebus that the FBI didn't think the story was true. Of course, Priebus asked McCabe if the FBI could publicly say that. McCabe said he would have to check. But former FBI Director James Comey called Priebus to say that the FBI couldn't publicly shoot down the story. You want to know what the breaking news was days later? On CNN, they said the White House tried to pressure at the FBI into batting down the reports on supposed ties between Trump and Russia. So not only was the White House supposedly colluding, now there were allegations of obstruction of justice, and that's what got Priebus canned. Well, that and the fact that his previous chief of staff was a leaker herself. So what was the fifth thing they tried to do? Brennan, former CIA director, who may have been the intelligence official to first push an investigation into the Trump campaign, briefed then-Senator Harry Reid on the Clinton-funded dossier in August of 2016. See, the die had been cast. We're going after Donald Trump. The briefing did two things. First, it lent legitimacy to the dossier. And second, it got Reid to pressure the FBI not to drop the investigation. And it had the added bonus of allowing Reid to speak publicly about Trump's ties to Russia, so-called ties, as if he had gained access to some groundbreaking proof of collusion. And of course, the media was all too happy to give these guys the time of day. Because remember, they're part of it. Number six, Comey and Clapper give CNN a reason to publish the dossier. So Comey, at the behest of James Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence, briefed Trump on one of the allegations in the dossier, but not on the main allegation in the dossier, who had funded the dossier, or how that dossier was being used by the FBI. Nevertheless, the briefing looks more like a setup, meant to allow CNN to report on the existence of the dossier as if it were highly verified and being seriously examined by the U.S. intelligence community. I want you to think about everything I'm telling you, folks, the level of orchestration, the number of people involved in this, as you hear these reasons behind all this nonsense, the eight ways that Barack Obama tried to get Donald Trump. Now, Clapper then leaks this information about the dossier and the briefings to CNN and later looks to have lied about those briefings, those leaks rather, to Congress. So he's on the hook. Now, he's previously lied to Congress. We've got the evidence of it. But now he works for CNN. So the cover-up begins. Now here's one that a lot of people don't like, the Sessions recusal. See, Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation after anonymous intelligence community leaks about his contacts with the Russians. Specifically, Sessions, as a senator, met with former Russia ambassador to the U.S., Sergey Kislyak, in his D.C. office. And in another meeting, Sessions gave a speech to a gaggle of diplomats, which included Kislyak, and talked with him for several minutes as he was coming off the stage. That's it. That's Sessions' interference, if you will, in collusion with Russians. Now, the idea behind this unnecessary collusion was somehow Sessions had misrepresented these contacts to Senator Al Franken, former senator. And Franken, referring to one of the CNN stories sourced by anonymous officials about supposed Trump-Russia collusions, had clearly asked about whether Sessions had colluded with any Russians during the campaign, not whether Sessions had ever met with Russians. But Sessions was happy to go. Well, you know, I didn't do anything, but just to be clear, I'm going to recuse myself. And he did it happily. He capitulated. And this, of course, made Donald Trump mad because Trump's going, what's this guy talking about? Why is he leaving the campaign? I put him there to be the true watchdog, the guy that would get rid of the deep swamp, you know, the deep state, the swamp rats. And now he's recusing himself over nothing. Sessions should have said, I'm not recusing myself over this nonsense. You must be out of your mind. But he didn't do it. So you want to recap? Eight things that Barack Obama did, orchestrated. This isn't, you know, me trying to figure it out. This is orchestrated. Human intelligence. Stephen Halper, CIA-connected Cambridge professor, Ivy League guy, working within the FBI, trying to get people to, you know, gin up the story of Russian collusion. Then the Trump Tower meeting, another setup. A setup to say, oh, these guys are dealing with the Russians to get the dirt on Hillary Clinton. Wouldn't have mattered who was there, Trump Jr. or Jared Kushner. It wouldn't have mattered. Name one, name two, meeting with the Russians to find out the dirt on Clinton, that the die was cast. Then setting up Mike Flynn, the president's national security advisor, and getting him to ambush him with the FBI over bogus stuff because they're wiretapping Flynn, and he's going, you can't know that I'm having these conversations. So he's essentially denying. Then they go, you lied to the FBI, which he wasn't even supposed to be talked to by the FBI. And the person who did it, Peter Strzok, we know what he's about now. So they use bankrupting Mike Flynn and potentially going after his son so they get Flynn to plea. Then you get the setup of Priebus. Hey, Reince, we need to come and talk to you about an FBI investigation that may or may not be happening. And Priebus said, well, it isn't happening, but might. And Priebus says, hey, well, why don't you just at least let people know that we don't have anything to do with it? Well, we might not be able to do that. So then they tell Priebus, well, you were caught. They released to the media. He tried to get us to do such and such. They set the dude up. Then Clapper and Comey now have set up a reason to publish the dossier, working with the media, pretending that, oh, there's some legitimacy to this dossier. So they present it as a serious document, present it to the White House so they could publish it. Then, on top of that, they get Jeff Sessions to recuse himself over nothing, over the idea of all this stuff. This is the level of orchestration here. Quite frankly, it's beautiful. If it weren't so crooked, it's beautiful. So Sessions has recused himself, and now what happens? Rosenstein comes in. Rosenstein, then, that he was the deputy attorney general, becomes the acting attorney general for all things involving this Russia investigation. He then recommends Comey be fired. And then, overseeing the investigation that stemmed from that firing, he appoints Robert Mueller, Mr. Straightlace, to become the guy over the firing. So Rosenstein gets Trump to fire Comey, that we've now learned, rightfully so. But Rosenstein didn't think that's what was going to come out. He thought Comey could sell it. So Mueller, former FBI director, close associate of both Comey and Rosenstein, would surely want to protect the interests of the FBI and the Justice Department, and that's where we find ourselves right now. This is a massive effort to aid the Clinton campaign before the election that backfired. It was a massive effort to cover up what Clinton and her campaign actually did to Donald Trump. And in a strange sort of Mr. Magoo way, Donald Trump flips it on them. You gotta love it, folks. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The things leftists will do to throw you off their crooked scent. I'm about to tell you something James Comey did that fits right in line with exactly that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What would you say if I told you James Comey wanted to run for president in 2020? I mean, what an optimist. And there's a leftist rag that wants to speculate about this. And when I saw this, my first thought was, if you want a good laugh, then speculate that disgraced, former FBI Director James Comey actually believes he could run for president. And secondly, if you want to understand how delusional the left is, speculate that James Comey would think he could make a presidential run in 2020. Oh, my gosh. When I got through laughing at this, I thought to myself, you know, well, let's take a look. The man who couldn't stand up to Loretta Lynch, remember, he was like, well, when Loretta Lynch told me, you know, to call it a matter I didn't really know what to do. I was afraid of her. She's, look at her. She's a little short, stubby black chick. You know, I what could I possibly do? You could report her. He didn't know what to do. Remember when he said, I was alone with Donald Trump and he was going to ask me questions. What do you think? Donald Trump was going to grab him by the whack whack? You know what I'm saying? He was afraid of Donald Trump being alone with him. It wasn't being like being alone with Harvey Weinstein. God, this guy makes Jeb Bush look like a Spartan, like a gladiator. Boy. But Mediaite, the leftist rag, actually floated the idea of Comey considering this notion, and here's why they did it. They did it because Comey went to Iowa and he stood in a cornfield. And he gazed upon the little seedlings of corn that were just beginning to sprout. And people were like, was he up in Iowa testing the water? Testing the water for what? For arsenic? For lead? Testing the water for a presidential run? Let me tell you something. Whoever the next person is you meet at the grocery store, they have a better chance of being president than James Comey. Al Sharpton has a better chance of being president than James Comey. Hillary Clinton has a better chance of being president than James Comey. What are these people? What kind of drugs do they have? It said on Saturday, former FBI Director James Comey tweeted out an image of him standing in his cornfields of Iowa. It didn't take long before folks on Twitter decided Comey must be contemplating a 2020 presidential run. Here's what Comey tweeted. So good to see the new growth in Iowa and across the country. Comey has become so, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Philosophical that I think they better put him on suicide watch. You better watch out. Do an Anthony Bourdain on this dude. Do a Kate Spade. Because, shoot, Comey might be ready to off himself. Somebody make sure, tweet him the suicide hotline number. Because I'm concerned about James Comey. I'm not even making light of it. People are, oh, Kevin, because I'm going to get the mail. Oh, Kevin, you know, blah, blah, blah. I got lots of mail. I'm going to talk about the mail and the phone calls I got regarding Anthony Bourdain and regarding my tweets over Father's Day. Because people are like, you were just so mean-spirited. Whatever. I didn't cover it yesterday, but I'll cover it today, maybe. Yeah, I think Comey's getting himself in those cornfields one last look at freedom as he goes around the country. And he says, man, I squandered all of this. I did it because I was trying to save two scoundrels. I did it. I sold out this country. I sold out conservatives. I sold out Donald Trump. Oh, I know you're there, you out there going, Kevin, there is no way James Comey said any of these things. He may never say them publicly, but don't you think for one second this doesn't cross his mind. Don't think for one second that many of the people that you think are hardcore leftists, Kevin, there's no way these people, forget it. I promise you these people are second-guessing themselves. They are upset. They got lied to. They got bamboozled, run astray, run amok, whatever Malcolm X said, and they are looking for salvation. They're looking for a lifeline. And you know who's throwing them one? Donald Trump. And if you don't say to him, hey, I got no sympathy for your stupid decisions you've made in your life, but you know what? If you want to come to this side, you want to get on the right side and find true salvation, people who truly love this country and would not sell it out under any circumstances, we welcome you. You see, the Republicans are getting this lesson as well. Don't think they're getting out of this unscathed. Paul Ryan. How many of you are so ready for Paul Ryan to be gone you can't even see straight? My hand is up. We got rid of Boehner. We inherited Ryan. We're getting rid of Ryan. You know whoever inherits that spot is going to be more Trumpian than anybody you've ever met. More conservative than any speaker we've had in decades. Let's get back to Comey. This scathing IG report about his actions, and he comes in with this magnanimous, oh, you know, that he's a good guy, and again, more philosophical, you know, nonsense. He's a good guy, and I understand, and blah, 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 this, that, and the other. When these people are held before the man, we're going to, and I know you guys are, Kevin, there's nothing's going to happen because they're a bunch of leftists. Well, there's a lot of things you didn't think would happen that have happened, like the tax bill. You don't think Obamacare is gone. The individual mandate's gone. It's on life support. And let me tell you, they're going in to pull the plug. There's a lot of stuff you didn't think is going to happen. You don't think a wall is going to get built. You think that Donald Trump will give in on immigration and just and say, bring them all in and nothing's going to happen. You probably thought we'd never meet with North Korea. You probably thought we would never really tackle trade, and I could go on. And some of these things you're going to get, and some of them you might not. But you're going to get most of it. Donald Trump's going to negotiate it. If you don't get everything, don't be dogmatic and go, oh, I can't believe we didn't get every single thing. But you're going to get a lot. And what you're going to start to see is the dominoes begin to fall. Because the man who lawyered up immediately after the cake hit the fan, that would be James Comey. Yeah. Can't find anything good to put on his presidential resume. And with the expected testimony of now Peter Strzok, because you just heard he's ready to testify. Well, I haven't talked about it, but others have. Andy McCabe, he's ready to testify. Comey can't possibly think things are going to go well for him. Now, he didn't come out and say he was going to run, but that's speculation. I just want to put his speculation into perspective. Because most of America is currently wondering which of these crooks will be the first to knock down the public domino of all that we know is crooked with the left. I'm talking about Debbie Wasserman Schulte, the Alwan brothers, Debbie Wasserman Schulte, the cover-up around that story, Debbie Wasserman Schulte, the DNC, Hillary Clinton, and the Crooked Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton and her owning the DNC, Donna Brazile, Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton meeting on the tarmac. I know what everybody's saying, but don't believe the hype. John Carlin's probably going to crack. James Clapper's a liar. And I could go on. Many, many, many. There are FBI people just, two, 3 weeks ago got buried in the news cycle, but they want to testify against their former leaders. Is Lisa Page going to be subpoenaed? Who else? There are two other lovers. There are five names who were submitted by Director Wray for some sort of reprimand from some, you know, oversight committee within the FBI. Which of them is going to break? Because they're liars. When Mueller's investigation ends, what's going to happen there? What about after the midterms when the Republicans do, and I'm telling you they will, maintain control of the House? What's going to happen then? Because Donald Trump's going to confound all the experts who say, oh, well, you know, when the presidential, when they have the Senate and the presidency, then the midterms come, there's going to be a reckoning. There's not going to be a reckoning this year. The Democrats have already reckoned themselves out of it because they know it. They are talking about it this way. So who's going to be first? There are a lot of whistleblowers, folks. The ground crew in Phoenix, they outed Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on the meeting on the tarmac. Democrats didn't plan for that. You can't plan for what you don't know. Who are the people inside of the FBI who are going to testify who've had enough? The Democrats don't know. You know what's funny about when you kick up a lot of dust? You don't know where it's going to settle, and you don't know who's going to be standing when it's all done. That's what they have to fear. But let's just pretend that Comey avoids jail and he actually decides to run. Why not? Look at his would-be challengers. Currently, Joe Creepy Biden leads the pack, Crazy Joe. And as idiotic as Biden for president sounds, he may very well represent the Democrats' best hope. And believe it or not, some people are even suggesting Eric Holder might run. Now, Holder didn't dismiss this possibility entirely, but the pseudo-dismissal that I heard him say told me all that I needed to know. He wouldn't dare. But have some fun. Weigh their candidates against Trump and see what you come up with.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.